It is Bonham County 4-H Achievement Days here in Tyndall. Travis on KOR and radio. We got Ian with us. Ian, how long have you been in 4-H and what projects have you been working on?
I've been in 4-H for about 5 years, and I have been doing a lot of rabbits and a few Lego projects this year. But I have helped out with my friends, also in rabbits, but also my friend, my family, who does a lot of horse stuff, mostly because my mom runs it. But I tend to hang out with those people a lot.
As far as your family, you mentioned your mom. What's her involvement and parents and maybe brothers and sisters? Kind of how does your family involved in 4-H?
Well, my sisters help out my mom with horses, and my mom actually runs the horse club here in Bonham.
Yeah.
And she's pretty good at it, I think. I think people like her.
You got the rabbits. Talk about your rabbits. Any names? How many? What's kind of the key to getting a rabbit ready for a show?
I have two rabbits. I have one boy and one girl. I have Hermione. My sister's named it.
Okay.
That's the girl.
Okay.
Then my boy rabbit is Sarge. And what I do for shows is normally I would practice with them more, but this year haven't had enough time. Been rushing, helping out with horse stuff. So what normally I would practice with them, showmanship, and then go over what I should say while showing them. But I haven't had enough time.
As far as getting a rabbit ready, well, what does that involve? How can you control them? What are the judges looking for maybe a good placement?
My rabbits are Holland Lops, so I usually kind of, when I put them in a stance, it's more of a ball, which is easier said than done. But it's also pretty difficult for my rabbits. They like to move around a lot. But they are fairly good at it. And when I put them down, judges are looking for me to put them in the right position. And then a lot of talking about how I should comb over them and make sure the body is nice and smooth with no abrasions. And a few other different big words.
There you go. As far as your Lego project, what did you build this year?
I built two things from Lego Star Wars. Yeah. And one of them was a X-Wing from Star Wars. And the other was a Baby Yoda, which I left for about 3 months and then didn't come back to. And then finished it in about 10 minutes. Yeah. So kind of sad about that, but
as far as any future projects, anything you want to do different for the next few years, focus on rabbits, look at the horses, anything for the next few years?
I think I'm going to go back into more wood projects.
Okay.
This year I did a stool, which was mostly done in school.
Okay.
But I'm thinking maybe next year I'll try doing more at home.
Mm-hmm.
That way I can have more things to show.
And then as far as your future, you want to do something like this? Or maybe how did you get involved in 4-H? What would you tell maybe somebody that hasn't been involved in 4-H, kind of the opportunities and all the different areas they can be involved in?
If I had to tell somebody why I think they should join 4-H, I would definitely say about all the opportunities I've had. I have learned to become somewhat of a leader-ish, not really. But I have learned that it's good to be a leader who can talk to people and a leader who can communicate with their fellow peers. And I've also learned that no matter how young someone is, they can always help. And that's what I would say to join, because it'll help out in the future.
There you go. Ian joining us here, Bonham County 4-H Achievement Days in Tyndall. Ian, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.